Brothers and sisters, keep applauding because I have the great honor of introducing one of the founding writers, one of the key players on the great TV show, The Daily Show. One of the key figures in the development of Air America. One of the great people who has been a voice on MSNBC and on talk radio and in all sorts of vehicles across this country. She's hilarious. But underpinning all that is a deep political passion. Liz Winstead has been at the heart of the struggle to defend reproductive rights, at the heart of the struggle for racial justice and for economic justice, for peace. Liz Winstead keeps a smile on her face as she talks about the toughest issues facing our country. She's one of my heroes. I know she is one of your heroes as well. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Liz Winstead.
Because there's so much material that happens constantly that I can't memorize all of it, if you'll forgive me. So I am so delighted to be at this festival, and I'm sort of shocked it's my first time being invited, because I am born and raised in Minnesota. I volunteered for Wellstone. That's how I learned about Bob. I'm a Packers fan. And it's so funny because I live in New York City now, and we drove in because I'm heading to Minnesota after this. And we drove in the pouring rain, and I was like driving through Janesville going, ugh, Paul Ryan brought this upon me. And then, but I got here last night in the tsunami, and the first thing I did, and it was the only thing I needed to do before I did anything else, which was go have a Plaza burger, and I did, so that I could fight another day, because, oh my God, there's children here. Can I swear? Do you mind? Okay. Hi, guys. I'm going to swear. It's going to be awesome. You're going to learn some stuff. Because when you talk about politics these days, you cannot not talk about sex, because that's all they talk about. It's crazy. So I'm looking and I'm trying to figure out what happened to people who had at least a sixth grade education. And apparently they, after sixth grade, got elected to the Senate. And I don't know how that happened, but I literally feel bad for the Republicans. I'm looking at who they have to choose from. And it's like trying to figure out which package of spoiled meat in the fridge might be safe enough to eat. Oh, should I go for the Santorum? Come on. But honestly, how did we get here? Donald Trump happened to all of us. And there'll be a lot of Donald Trump material tonight. But it's like people are freaking me out on Facebook. Have you had the Facebook person that you thought was relatively normal, right? Saying, well, you know, Donald Trump is refreshing. I'm like, refreshing? Like, what do you mean? It's like, refreshing? Water is refreshing. He's saying what people think. No, he's actually not saying what I think at all. In fact, he's sort of replaced bedbugs as America's number one pest, actually. He's just become this bloviating. Remember when people were saying, Chris Christie will never get elected because he's just too angry and bloviating. Oh, look. Guess Chris Christie the bloviator doesn't work, but Donald Trump the bloviator, aces. But he's just women hating, he's misogynistic, he's homophobic, he's xenophobic. I think somebody should ask Donald Trump for his worst certificate. Being here, like, like, and I, it's like, oh my God, this was Scott Walker and you guys, and I know. And you know what's good is that everybody has their couple of two, three freaks. You don't have to apologize for Scott Walker. You know, we had Michelle Bachmann. Name a state, I'll give you their kook. I mean, it's just like... But Scott Walker is, he's terrifying on all the fronts. On the reproductive front, can you even exfoliate in Wisconsin anymore? I'm not even sure at what's legal at this point. What cells I can remove? Can I go in the shower? Can I use a loofah? I'm terrified to come through the borders here. Thinking transvaginal ultrasounds are a cool thing. And the union stuff is just, I mean, it's just epic. I can't even, I don't even know where, I mean, I was looking at Scott Walker and I was like, wow, this guy hates organizing so much, I think he might ban California closets. But it is true. I mean, Jim ran through the list, but it is an incredible list to when you actually go through it. I mean, when you look at who actually made it as far as being in debates to actually possibly be the candidate for the leader of the free world, and you're like, Ted Cruz? Game of Thrones is easier to follow than Ted Cruz. And that Bobby Jindal, I mean, he makes Kissinger look like Gandhi. That guy, honestly... He will blow. He just wants to bomb everything. He just wants to invade everything. He's like, we need to invade. I'm like, what? Where? What are we invading with at this point? What are you? Like, I don't even know where we begin. I mean, we already sort of half of our tanks are in Syria. The other half are in Ferguson. What are we gonna do? I mean, And Carly Fiorina. She's like the off-brand Margaret Thatcher, right? Like the Hydrox of Thatcher. Thank you. And John is right, that last debate, watching them duke it out as to who was just a more horrible corporate raider. And it's like Carly Fiorina, her big bona fides, I ran Hewlett-Packard. It's like, you know, you keep forgetting to say into the ground. Because that's how that sentence ends. And I, you know, and Donald Trump was really sexist and weird towards her, and I hate that shit. I do. I hate that. But Carly Fiorina sort of forgets that she was shaming Barbara Boxer during that last round of, remember that videotape? Look at her hair. It's so last year. Literally, look at the tape. If you just Google Caddy Carly Fiorina, it will come up. But I do find it, like, awful that women, when they age, need to find themselves using Botox, using plastic surgery. It really bums me out because I feel like Botox destroys... First of all, Botox destroys the game of charades. Let's just be honest. Have you ever played charades with someone with Botox? It's a nightmare. They're like... What? Not to mention, you do a disservice when you have Botox to anybody who is in danger. Because if I'm standing here and a guy is coming up from behind me with a knife, person there can't go like... It's like, there's a guy with a knife. I'm sorry, what? There's a guy with an... Oh, you know, you're dead. It's done. And how did Ben Carson happen? Oh, my God. He's a neuro... He might be the only brain surgeon who have performed his own lobotomy. And what a hypocrite he is, taking down Planned Parenthood when he himself has used fetal research. Right? But he's like, oh, my fetal research was different. I'm like, oh, really? Did you use fetuses that popped out of pregnant women and then donated some tissue and then popped back in? What are you talking about? And then Mike Huckabee, or as I like to call him, shut the fuck up a bee. Because really. Between he and Rick Santorum, you have like a level 5 hurricane shaming storm. It's really unbelievable when it comes to women and those two. Rick Santorum, you know, the kids' table is embarrassing. You know, it's embarrassing when you are like not, for 2 debates in a row now, you're on at like, you know, when you get like 2-for-1 dinner at Denny's and you're doing the debate. And it's like people are like, well, people are staying in it because they want to get a book deal or a TV deal. It's like, okay, what kind of jerk gives somebody who is 1% in the polls a book deal? You know this book I want to read? The guy that nobody listens to. But Santorum, oh my God, you know, he has said 2 things that have been utterly shocking to me. One, he attacked John McCain, saying John McCain didn't know the first thing about torture. Which I don't know how you feel about John McCain. John McCain knows something about torture. I mean, he was on the road with Sarah Palin. See what I did there? You thought I was going, but I went over there. And he's always talking about his 7 kids and his kids, and he just is just this remarkably detached person. And he actually said that birth control leads to sex in an unnatural way. He also said birth control when access to birth control happened, it was the start of the destruction of the American family. Rick Santorum hates birth control so much, he's not going to pull out of the race. Lindsey Graham. I know, poor thing. I kind of wish he and John McCain would just get together already. Because they'd be cute. And they could have their marriage denied by Kim Davis. Actually, I was surprised not one of those assholes said when they said, who do you want on the $10 bill, that one of them said Kim Davis. The question I want is, who would you have in the 77 cents on the dollar bill? Who would you have on that? There's John Kasich, who nobody writes jokes about because he's just going back to Ohio. That's it, you know. Nobody can. Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, though. Let's just get to Jeb Bush, right? Because Jeb, exclamation point. First of all, dude, you cannot put your own exclamation point next to your name. Someone else does that for you. It's not like, hey, hi, I'm Liz, exclamation point. Aren't I interesting now? And then he said, he put it there because the exclamation point connotes excitement. Do you know what's never exciting? Anybody who uses the word connote. And do you know what Jeb Bush's, like, slogan is? Ready to rise. Dude, that sounds like a Cialis ad.
We're ready to rise.
I don't even know what these policies are about. Anchor babies. They exaggerate with these horrible, horrible phrases. They talk as though, first of all, you know the term anchor baby. Basically, they're making these wild declarations that women are swimming across the Rio Grande 9 months pregnant so they can have their babies in Texas. How many here have ever been pregnant? Were you ever swimming across a river of any kind? Pregnant women at 9 months are just praying they don't pee in public when they sneeze. That is what they are doing. And hoping their shoes will fit over their feet because their feet have swollen up to the size of canned hams. This is what they're doing. We're going to save Social Security. This is my favorite one. You know how they're going to save Social Security? Keep people working until they're 70. Hey, newsflash, people aren't working now. Oh. And you know what? You know what people love to do? Hire people when they're 70. People love investing in a 70-year-old worker. You never, you know, always. You know, if I could hire a 70-year-old and make that investment in training, that'd be amazing. There's like three jobs for 70-year-olds, by the way. Mall Santa, Walmart greeter, and Pope. Those are the jobs. Those are the jobs. People love that Pope. Do you love that Pope? I'm iffy on the Pope. You know, the Pope is sort of like a guy who was in a really shitty band who's having a pretty good solo career. Right? Like he's playing his new hits and you're into it, and then he goes back to one of the oldies and you're like, no, I fucking hated that one. No. Because we give the Pope a lot of credit. Here's one thing that bugs me. When we give people credit for being human beings, you know what I mean? It's like that Pope, he's so amazing. He cares about social justice. I'm like, yeah. There's a whole book written about it. Because it's nuts when people, I mean, it's very upsetting to me when people can't make this, you know, faith, it's faith for a reason, because you can't prove it, but maybe it gives you help, it gives you comfort, it gives you joy, it gives you passion for humanity. It's why it's called faith. You know, it's not a provable thing. And so it's odd to me, these people who don't believe in evolution are just, maybe they don't believe in evolution because it passed them by. At this point, I don't know, because I'm trying to understand. And if you try to challenge religion or faith in spaces like social media, it's problematic. People don't exactly enjoy that. And also, if you're a woman who decides that she deserves to have an opinion on social media, that seems problematic. And never greeted with, I disagree with your opinion, ma'am. Could we have a civil discussion? No, here's how it goes every time. So, do you remember when Bill Nye, the science guy, debated the guy who founded the Creation Museum? It was a thing of beauty. So I decided I would live tweet it. So this Creation Museum guy is like pushing this, the Earth is 6,000 years old thing. So I'm on Twitter and I tweet, wow, fire was invented 10,000 years ago. You know, hashtag awkward. Some guy tweets at me, whore. And I'm like, you know, I actually know a lot of sex workers who dig science. They have to for their job. But I never understood that. Like, you're trying to insult me by calling me a whore, and it doesn't really insult me. And even if I was, and I was on my back all day getting $5 a pop, you'd still be wrong. So, not sure what your point is. But then they always go off too, especially because I do talk a lot about reproductive rights and reproductive justice on social media. And so, you know, they'll say things like, why should I have to pay for your birth control? I don't think I should have to pay for your birth control. And I think that really is what is the separation line between me and all these extremists. Because while they say, I don't want to have to pay for your birth control, I say, that's so interesting because I'd pay any amount for yours. They say there's no war on women. I'm like, really? I think there's a war on women. Because it's so simple. Women do not need the government regulating their bodies. We have Activia for that. honestly, these morons, they have no idea how gestation works, how the human anatomy works. There was a state legislator in Idaho who actually said, why can't women just get gynecological exams by swallowing cameras? And I just, you know, I just wish I could walk up to people and go, because women don't shit babies. Drive across country, it's insane. You just law after law after law, and it's like, how on earth does this actually get to happen? When they're so busy, I mean, why don't women just go to Walgreens for their health care? It's like, okay. I've been to Walgreens for some health care. You know, I got a breast exam at Walgreens. I don't think it was a good one, but it was something. And now we have Christian craft stores who took a law all the way to the Supreme Court that gives your boss permission to say which birth control you can and can't use. And I'm like, are people really believing that this is an issue? It's actually a religious issue? I don't think so. I think it's a bottom line issue. Let's be honest. If you own a corporation that makes crafts, if people are getting it good on the ready, their crafting goes way down. No one ever says, honey, not tonight. I gotta finish my decoupage. I gotta go. Thank you so much. You guys have been so great. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. No, that's good. That's good.